This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Tomorrow afternoon, the Jefferson County Commission will be holding a meeting regarding the major sewer creditors regarding the Jefferson County's bankruptcy exit plan. We'll explore the possibilities of that meeting with Kyle Whitmire of the Birmingham News and AL.com. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, do we have any sense of what this meeting is out to accomplish tomorrow?
Well, we know what they've been working towards for the last several weeks. When the county sort of reached this agreement with its creditors early this summer, it was a very shaky deal because, you know, everything had to go perfectly for this deal to work, and it didn't. Interest rates began to go up, and the county needed more concessions from its creditors to get down to a figure that it can afford to, maybe afford to pay. They needed a few hundred million dollars more in concessions. They got some from a few of the banks, but the hedge funds had really been giving them problems. These are the sort of, I won't say predatory, but they're like house flippers. They come in, they buy something that's distressed, and they try to sell it for a better price. And it really didn't suit their interest at all to take a haircut. And they've been putting a lot of pressure on the hedge funds to take a haircut, and that seems to have happened. But as this process has worked out itself out before, what the county's MO has been is that we don't really find out what they're going to discuss or vote on until maybe minutes before they actually do. So it's not a transparent process. It's pretty opaque. And we'll find out when everybody else does about this time tomorrow.
And just for our listeners, as a reminder, what kind of important deadlines are coming up regarding Jeffco's bankruptcy exit plans?
There's a confirmation hearing in about 2 weeks before the bankruptcy judge. And, the big deadline that's out there is they want to go to market and sell bonds by the end of the year. If you don't get to market by about December 20th, then you start running into Christmas holidays and New Year holidays, and suddenly it's February before you can get back to the bond market. So they really want to get this done before December 20th.
Switching gears now, Kyle, you wrote an article this week on the arrest of blogger Roger Shuler. He's been writing about elected officials and those around them, ranging from accusations of criminal activity to allegations of marital infidelity. A state court judge ordered him to stop earlier this month. He didn't, and it's caught up with him. He's currently in jail without bond. What did you find was the catalyst for his arrest?
Well, I mean, he's more and more been writing salacious things, particularly about Republican office holders and public officials. He began writing about Rob Riley, the son of the former governor, alleging that he'd had an affair. Riley said enough is enough. He sued him and kept trying to take him to court, but he couldn't get him into court. And so the judge eventually issued an injunction saying, okay, you have to stop writing about the stuff about Riley. You have to, take down what you've already written. Shuler ignored that, and he was arrested for contempt of court.
You mentioned in your article that there are kind of two camps of thought here. Shuler's either a truth teller or a bomb thrower. Where do you fall on that argument?
Well, he's always sort of been like a box full of old dynamite in your living room. It's sort of too dangerous to touch and too dangerous to ignore at the same time. There's something that I have to do when I do an investigation. I always like to say that there's what you can, there's what you think, there's what you know, and there's what you can prove, and the first two don't matter. And what Shuler has done is really just thrown up accusations with maybe a few public documents mixed in, but doesn't really show the supporting evidence for the claims that he's making. And you have to do that to be, no matter what you think of public officials, you have to be fair to them and at least be able to prove, an accusation that you're making against them.
And finally, Kyle, opinions aside of his credibility, what's the bigger picture that we should be taking away from his arrest?
The major issue here is the constitutionality of this injunction. I mean, there's sort of a bedrock principle in constitutional law called prior restraint. The Supreme Court since the 1930s has said that you cannot be enjoined from publishing something or saying something. You can be punished after the fact. You have a judgment after the fact in court, but no one can stop you from saying it unless it's an imminent matter of national security. That's obviously not the case here. And regardless of the credibility of what Shuler has written, it doesn't seem that this injunction would hold up in court.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.